In the world of forgiveness, what goes around comes around. The forgiveness that I send to others comes multiplied back to me. If my heart is hard and I carry heavy burdens, there is only one way to lift the load. Every ounce of forgiveness that I dispense to others lifts a ton off the burden I must bear. Others don't need my forgiveness nearly as much as I need it myself. As the years go by, I accumulate a mountain of trash and toxic waste in my mind. Friends come and go, but enemies accumulate. If I let them accumulate for a lifetime, my burdens become impossible to bear. When I forgive my enemies, my burdens instantly disappear. Forgiveness washes the pollution of resentment and ill will from my mind. It's better than magic because it's not a trick. It's the real thing. Forgiveness does everything it's advertised to do, and it's free. I don't need to spend thousands of dollars and years in therapy to get a fresh start. All I need to do is forgive. A forgiving heart is a forgiven heart. The greatest weapon of mass destruction in the past 100 years is not the atomic bomb, anthrax, or even nerve gas. It's television. Television relentlessly hammers a destructive message into everyone's mind, and that message is, image is everything. We live in an image-oriented society ruled by sound and video bites. Public figures who lose their moral compass are found to have an image problem. Even in our private lives, image reigns supreme. Maintaining and projecting a good image takes mountains of cash, and what's worse, it's a moving target. I'm always treating casualties of the image wars. Folks think that they're too tall or too short, too fat or too thin, their noses too big or bent this way or that, teeth are crooked and their hair is the wrong color, it's too curly or not curly enough. Television advertises billions of dollars worth of products that will help you correct all your deficiencies so that you project a desirable image. If you bear deep scars from the image wars, I have good news for you. God says that everyone is beautiful, and I'm inclined to agree with him. God created hair, teeth, fingers, toes, and noses. He also created ears, eyes, arms, and legs. And when he was done with his creation, he said it was good. You face a choice. You can listen to Hollywood tell you all the reasons why you fall short of their beautiful image, or you can listen to the God who created you. If you are smart, you'll listen to God. God actually wants you to live in an image-oriented lifestyle. After all, you are made in His image and you bear His likeness. It's time for you to step up and live in the image of God. That's who you really are. And don't you forget it. You are truly beautiful.